This should be a special class for Rabbi Mori Mimarasi and the Rafuas Nisim Ben Lydia, Pesach Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael, and Rav David and Mordechai Mefrid Simcha. We are continuing the previous shir where we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Abo, anytime it says an Isser Achila means an Isser Anah. The Gemara says, is that really true? Look at Dam. Dam is an Isser Achila. And we have a Raya that it's Mutter Bahanah. No, what's the Raya that it's Mutter Bahanah? I'll tell you. The raya is that there's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that they would take the dam of the chatos, chatos pnimios, chatos chitonis, they get mixed up together, the dam would go to Nachal Kidron, and then they would sell it to the gardeners. And umoal imbo, and before the it's redeemed, there's me'ila. So you see from here that there is no iser hana by dam. So we wanted to understand in the previous shir what exactly the proof is. We suggested a number of possibilities. So we came to no conclusions, and now we're going to give a new pshat in the Gemara based on the Torah of Reinu Reinu Hagon Rosh HaYeshiva Ruchayim Shmuel Levitzei Chatzadik Levracha to explain what the Gemara's Rai is that Dam is really Mutter Bahanah. So L'chora, we have to be didactic in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings the safe of the Mishnah Mo'alimbo. There's an Isser Milan, this Dam, even after it goes to Nachal Kidron. But L'chora, this is Miutar. This Din is Nanugay L'Gufakushia. Gufakushia is L'chora that they sell it to the Gananim L'Zabul Stoseim. So that's the problem. Not that it's Isser Bahanah. How could they sell it? What does the fact that the Yermoel bow have to do with anything? So Kamiyashiv is follows. From the fact that the dam was sold to be Mizabel, that's not fair according to Rabbi Abo, because that's not Derech HaNa'aso. That's not going to be Aser Menator. It could be the rabbis also weren't Machmir, Mishum Ravcha, the Hekdesh, or that Hekdesh should make a few dollars. And they're also there, that Shaloka Derech HaNa'a is only Aser Midrabana. So this is Shaloka Derech HaNa'a, to use it to be Mizabel Sado. So it's not going to be this Doraisa anyways, even though the Torah says don't need it. It doesn't mean don't be Nenim Menator. Mitam Gedulim, what grows is also not necessarily going to be Aser, because that's also considered the Shaloka Derech, and it's Evezeh Goreim. So we saw a number of reasons why the Gedulim shouldn't be Aser. And we can also say that the blood was sold to Goyim, and the Bechla Goyim have no Aser Hana, not for Hekdesh who sells, not for the Goyim who buys it, as we explained in the previous year, or into the Sfasemes. Hekdesh is allowed to sell it, and the Goyim who buys it doesn't have an Aser Hana. So maybe the Kash of the Gemara is in the fact that the Gemara concludes Moal and Behem, and others in the fact that there's a Din Me'ila B'dam, even after it goes to Nachal Kidron, so it's Muchach that there's no Isser Hana'a, as we are going to explain. From the fact that it goes to Nachal Kidron, it must be there's no Isser Hana'a. So to be Mevar this, we need to be Makdim Me'yisol together Me'ila B'dush Saguf, V'kdush is Damim. In Krisus, and Af Yiv Gimel Amibes, we have a Mishnah, that a person can eat one Achila, and he can be Chaya four Chatos, and one Asham. And the Gemara Mishnah says what it is. A person is Tamei, he eats Chelev, it's Nosem, and a Mukdashim, etc. So Tosfos Yeshanim asks, how is he chayv in Asham and Me'ila on eating Nosar, and eating this leftover meat? It's not worth anything. And we find later on Chof Tesam and Aleph in Pesachim that if a person eats Chometz of Hekdesh B'moed, lo Mo'al. Why? Because it's Aser Bahana. So if it's Aser Bahana, it's not Me'ila, it's not worth anything. So how are you chayiv on Asha Me'ila, no sir, it's not worth anything. And for Tosis, Hasim Kedushas Domim, for Nachas Alav Kedushas Aguf, Shinaser Bahanayin Oshavah Pruto, and Enameh Hekde Shavah Pruto. So he says there it's talking about Kedushas Domim, where this Kedushas Domim, it's worth nothing, and it's not considered Me'ila. But when it comes to Kedushas Haguf, it has Kedushas Haguf. So what does Tosis mean? What does Tosis mean? So it would appear that they mean, according to what the Nesivus explained in Simon Chavchad Sif Katan Beis, the Zinsim Me'ilav Kedushas Damim, where the Chiv is Mishum Gezel Mamon Hekdesh. Again, we're talking about Chomitz of Hekdesh. It's Chomitz of Hekdesh is not Moa. So when a person's talking about Kedushas Damim, the Chiv is Mishum Gezel Mamon Hekdesh, therefore it's not Noeg Visurei Hana like Chomitz B'Pesach, because there the word is Damim, and if it's Aser B'Hana, there's no Damim. And that's even then Me'ilav Kedushas Haguf, that if it has Kedushas Haguf, that the body is holy and that's just for its monetary value, then Kedushas Mizbech, which isn't totally B'damim, it's totally B'Kedushas Etzem Achefetz, and that can be applied even to Isurei Hana'a. So Kedushas Damim can't apply to Isurei Hana'a, but Kedushas Haguf can apply to Surei Hana. We also find in Krisus and Tevsvav Amid Beis that Kachay Mizbeach is in Mitam Gzela, because by Me'ilah of Kachay Mizbeach, Tanchuyim HaMechalkim, if he eats from different dishes, then he gets different Me'ilah for each dish. So it's going to be different Chiyuvim. So if it was Mitam Gzela, what does it matter? Gabi Me'ilah Kachay Berek HaBayis, which is Mitam Gezel, we don't find this inyan of Tanchuyim HaMechalkim. So you see, there's a distinction between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is Al Gzela, and Kedushas Haguf is because somebody is misappropriating the Kedushas Haguf, but not because he stole. So we also have to be Makdim Minchas Chinuch and Tav Samach Dalet Os Men Beis, who explains the Kash of the Gemara that Kiran Nasha should be Asur Bahana and Dam should be Asur Bahana. How are you Makdish them if they're Asur Bahana? What's the Havamina Bechlal? So he learns that a person can be Makdish Kedushas Haguf Lamizbech Gam B'davra Asur Bahana, according to those who hold that a Suriana is Memonu Shel Adam and is only not Birshusa. So he holds that Taka, you could be Makdish Kedushas Haguf even if it's Asur Bahana. Even though it's not considered Birshusa, it's not considered under his control because he's not can't get Hana. But as long as it's Mimono, he can be Makdish at Kedushas Haguf. And the gather is, as we explained in a previous year, that Kedushas Damim is like Akna and Din Mamon. And therefore, you can only be Maknis something if it's Shaykh B'chefetz V'darkei HaKinyanim. It has to be some sort of, it has to be a proper Kinyan. But Kedushas Haguf is not Aknas Mamon, it's just Chalos Kedusha L'chefetz. And therefore, he can be makdish something even if it's anal birshusa, unlike by kedushas damim. But by kedushas aguf, even if it's not birshusa, even if it's aser bahana, you could be makdish. And this stems with what he said earlier from Tosfos Yishan and the Sivus Lein Meila, that the gather of meila by kedushas dam is different than the kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf, the meila is mishum kedushas shebeatzim achayfetz. Mashen came the meila of kedushas damim because of the din mammon that hekdesh has in the chayfetz, and for this reason, it's shayach rak b'davar sheyesh bo shivui mamon. It's shaykh only if it has monetary value. That's good meal because it's dumb. Because the goof, it doesn't have to have monetary value. It can even be aser b'hana. So if that's the case, now that we saw this distinction between kedushas dam and kedushas haguf, we can explain the Gemara in our sugya. It would appear that the proof of the Gemara that dam is not aser b'hana is from the fact that it says in the Mishnah mol and bo, even after it went out to Nachal Kidron. And the proof of the Gemara is that MS, the mitzvah was already done, so therefore there should be no me'ilah. So we have to say like Tosfos Menachos and Beis Amid Alti Yomas L'Gazvi that the Chachamim sanctified the dam, and for this reason it's Aser B'Hana L'Hedyot, and there's me'ilah. And that's what the Gemara asks, that from this is mashma that dam is no Suri Hana, because if it had a Suri Hana, then the rabbis would not be able to be makdish it, because there's no hekdesh that's chal on Isurei Hana, and dafka kedushas haguf can be chal on a Suri Hana, like the Menachos Chinuch says. But when the rabbis were makdish it after mitzvah, so the mitzvah is already done. So what kedusha would the rabbis give it after the mitzvah was already done? It must be, this isn't kedushas haguf, it's kedushas damim. Then in kedushas damim would appear that a person cannot be makdish as surei hana. How can the rabbis be makdish as surei hana if it is kedushas damim? To aser b'hana. Can't be makdish kedushas damim davar shein b'rishusa, and the surah na zainab b'rishusa. From the fact, so therefore there should be no me'ilah. From the fact that there is me'ilah b'dam lachash and asim s'faso, it must be that it's not aser b'hana, and therefore kedushas damim is chal on the blood midirabbanon. So that's the rai. The rai is that even though nasis mitzvah, so the rabbis were able to give the kedushas, kedushas damim, and if it was aser b'hana, there'd be no kedushas damim. Because it wouldn't be aser b'me'ilah. It's only aser b'me'ilah because the kedushas damim, and if it was aser b'hana, the rabbis wouldn't be able to give the kedushas damim. So it must be that it's not aser b'hana, it's really b'shus shalad, and the rabbis can give it kedushas damim. Beautiful. b'signon acher al derech hanal. Rashi in Gittin, in Beis and Beis, your master because Pachas writes shalochal hektish al Pachas mishavek fruta. And the Achronim already ask on him. Ritzal Chanani and Yitzchak el Rav Eben Ezra Simon Pe'alef. Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkus in the Beis Yitzchak Yerodei Chelik Beis Simon Kaflam Adal Rois Beis Ayin Shem Ashikasu Vizeh. From the fact that we find by Kinkrisus Dafiram Beis that there is a carbon mincha pachos mishavek fruta, but it's just run out royal habiyola gavoa. It's not ready to bring it as a carbon because it's lab erech ara, it's a lo derech eretz. But according to Rashi, it's shver. How is hektish going to be chal? It's less than a shavek fruta. So there are some erech and there's erech and writes to be mechalik, but the kedushas dam and kedushas taguf. Kedushas dam is chal pachos mishavek is. Not chal apachos mishavek pruta, because I'm medes lepidyon, and if it's less than shavek pruta, it's not even valuable money. But kedushas haguf, which isn't omed lepidyon, which you're not going to redeem it, that could be chal even on pachos mishavek pruta. Because who cares that it's pachos mishavek pruta? You're not redeeming it anyway. It's not going to turn into more than a pruta, but it's not turning into anything. V'nirashi yisodah dvar mukum washin is bar leil. V'nirimin chaschinu fanasivis. Like kedushas haguf is kedusha atzmis. The thing itself becomes kadosh, and therefore it's not talui b'shivui mamon. But kedushas damim is b'yisod d'schus mamon, and therefore it's not chal on pachos mishavek pruta. And we brought him in chaschinuch. He learns that kedushas haguf can be chal even on a surei hana, even if it's not worth anything. So just like it's chal kedushas haguf on a surei hana, it's also chal on pachos mishavek pruta. But in kedushas damim, we have to say that it's not chal on pachos mishavek pruta according to Rashi and Gittin. So Rashi and Gittin says that hektesh isn't chal pachos mishavek pruta. He's talking about kedushas damim. There, what matters is the money. But kedushas haguf is kedushas etzem. What do we care about the monetary value? So according to this, we can explain the Gemara in our sugya that from the fact that the Gemara, that the Mishnah says molin bedam, it's muchach that there's no iser hana, because if it was aser b'hana, it's not worth a shavek pruta. And if it's not worth a shavek pruta, then hektish can't be chal according to Rashi and Gittin. Because here, what type of kedusha are we talking about? We're talking about kedushas damim. The rabbis were makdishit even after Nasis Mitzvasa. So how is, if you need a shavek pruta, then how are the rabbis makdish this dam, which is aser b'hana, and therefore not a shavek pruta? So it must be it's not aser b'hana. So from the fact that there's me'ila, it must be that the rabbis were makdishit, and if they were makdishit, it must be that there's no iser hana, that it is worth a pruta, because if it weren't worth a pruta, they wouldn't be able to be makdishit, and then there'd be no me'ila. So the fact that there is me'ila, must be that the rabbis were makdishit. If they were makdishit, it must be that it's not aser b'hana, because if it were aser b'hana, they wouldn't be able to be makdishit, with less than a pruta, and chekdish is n'chal, and less than a pruta if it's kedushas damim. So based on this, we understand beautifully why the Gemara brings also mo'alimbo, even though it doesn't seem part of the proof. The proof seems to be from the fact that you're allowed to be nana, from the fact that you're selling it to these gardeners. But we concluded here that's not the right at all, for the reasons we mentioned the previous shir. And the reason is because there isn't a me'ila, and that shows that there is kedushas damim. There can only be kedushas damim if it's worth a shavek pruta, as we just explained. Otherwise, how are the rabbis makdishit? Either according to Rashi, or as we said earlier, that it has to be Bereshuso in order to have Kedushas Damim. But if Aser B'hana is not Bereshuso, so it must be it's not Aser B'hana if they gave it a Me'ila. So you see that from the fact that it has Me'ila, it must be that it was Aser B'hana, that it, from the fact, excuse me, Me'ila, that it's Mutter B'hana. Because Aser B'hana would be valueless, and therefore the rabbis couldn't give it Kedushas Damim. That's if we're Aser B'hana, but since it's Mutter B'hana, it has value, and the rabbis have the right to give it Kedushas Damim. So that is passed with Pshat in the Gemara, and we hear it as a bracha. We should be so chalumo du lalamed. The Shmur B'lans Lokam is called the Reis Salman Torah Sovi Ahava. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.